You're listening to SBS News.
At the port of Dalian in China's north, a customs official is reported to have revealed there would be a ban on imports of Australian coal. The news, coming as it did from Australia's second biggest coal market, rattled the economy and sent officials scrambling to verify the claims. There were reports too that the key port would be capping coal imports to 20 million tonnes in 2019. Professor John Freeburn is from the University of Melbourne's School of Economics and specialises in natural resources. He says the news, if true, is concerning.
And as we expect the Chinese economy to grow over time, we would expect the demand for Australian coal to increase.
With Australia seemingly singled out, there is speculation the move is political. Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen says that needs to be investigated.
Obviously, if it is a result of a deterioration in bilateral relations, that's very concerning.
The government has been calming concerns, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison suggesting it's nothing out of the ordinary.
This happens from time to time, and we just work constructively with our partners in China about those issues.
While Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says other exporters to China may also be targeted.
We have no basis to believe that there is a ban on Australian coal exports into China or into any part of China.
China is also downplaying the speculation. Gern Shuang is a foreign ministry spokesman, and he says there could be environmental and domestic reasons to slow down and test shipments.
The goals are to better safeguard the legal rights and interests of Chinese importers and to protect the environment.
Yet Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute views it as a direct attack on Australia.
I think it is quite likely that this is a form of Chinese retaliation because of the government's decision to exclude Huawei from the 5G network.
Australia is a top supplier of coal to China, and earlier reports have indicated that the industry has experienced significant delays from Chinese customs, with clearances now taking up to 45 days instead of the usual 20. Resources analyst David Lennox says since around September last year, there's been a build-up of ships waiting to offload coal, and this, he says, is the reason imports are being capped.
Say that it's perhaps politically motivated because of Huawei, one would suggest that it may be just a coincidence that, yes, we've had the Huawei dropped out of our rollout of our 5G network.
Political or not, the economic impact was swift, with the Australian dollar tumbling, but it strengthened somewhat, and Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe insists the economy will not be derailed by the capping of coal. Uma Rishi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.